At last, some relatively simple rules for understanding the direction of the economy. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Before we hear from one of the most successful investors about his toolkit for following the economy, let's hear about the official view. The strong hint from the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve that this month is not the time to raise interest rates. The hint was part of the notes from the Fed's last meeting that were released yesterday. Diane Swonk is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago.
April was certainly discussed at the Fed's meeting, but remember, in March, the Fed reduced the number of rate hikes it expects to do this year from 4 to 2. And one of the discussions was really a bit heated on the issue, well, why don't we raise rates in April? And Chair Yellen and the Doves countered, it will convey a sense of urgency on rate hikes that we don't want to convey to financial markets. I think that's a really important shift for the Fed to be thinking about how they communicate more clearly with financial markets, because we know their communications have not always been as transparent as we'd like.
Now, it's a little like Yo-Yo Ma telling you that playing the cello isn't all that hard, but one of the most successful investors in the world says understanding the future of the economy is simpler than you think. Ray Dalio is a Wall Street legend. Some have called him the Steve Jobs of investing. He's founder and CEO of Bridgewater Associates, the largest manager of hedge funds. He's produced and narrated a half-hour animated film titled How the Economic Machine Works.
The economy works like a simple machine. But many people don't understand it, or they don't agree on how it works. And this has led to a lot of needless economic suffering.
Mr. Dalio joined us here at the Marketplace New York Bureau to talk about this. So, Mr. Dalio, a machine, eh?
Everything that happens has causes. There are cause-effect relationships. That's what I mean by a machine.
Cause and effect, mechanical relationships. But it could be a fairly complex machine.
You know, the problem, I think, is that people don't step back and they're so into the particulars and the details. And there was a saying, I'm not sure who said it, but any damn fool can make it complex. It takes a genius to make it simple.
It's pretty straightforward stuff. For instance, there's a moment where you explain that when we get better at doing our jobs, productivity growth, that's a long-term thing. But that's not the force that matters most in the short term.
Debt is, because it allows us to consume more than we produce when we acquire it, and it forces us to consume less than we produce when we have to pay it back.
Okay, the film makes economics seem easy. We worry about productivity growth, the short and the long-term cycles. But come on, it's not that easy. I mean, the Fed struggles with this. They're up at night struggling with this. And, there are other factors beside those cycles.
The most important other factor is politics. During difficult times, people get emotional, particularly when there's the wealth gap and there's social gaps and so on. And the great problem of our wonderful democracy, the great problem, is when emotional people who may not be all that well informed select leaders who are not responsible handling economics in a calm, thoughtful way, and that we could handle it badly.
But when you raise this issue of politics, do you think this issue of the gap between rich and poor, which can lead to these tensions, is something that has to be addressed specifically as a matter of policy?
I think it has to be addressed as a matter of policy. I'm worried about what the next downturn would be like emotionally, socially, because we have tensions now, and they're reflected in our current politics. Anger. If you have another downturn, especially a downturn that can't be effectively managed because monetary policy is a problem and fiscal policy has people's at odds, there's going to be a lot of emotionalism. That has to be well managed. That people have to be calm. We have to have a country in which people are together. And the fractured nature of that scares me.
Ray Dalio is the founder and CEO of Bridgewater Associates, the largest manager of hedge funds on earth, maybe the universe. Mr. Dalio, thank you for stopping in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And how close is the next recession? Not to ruin the suspense, but he doesn't think it's all that close. If you missed that part of our discussion on the air, go to marketplace.org for the director's cut. There's also a link to his film, which I think is useful for would-be economic prognosticators of all ages.
Thank you.
from the macro economy to what I want to call the impulse-driven economy, Domino's Pizza has a new app. Nova Safo reports.
Fire up the Domino's Zero Click app. A digital clock winds up, and 10 seconds later, your order is in. You don't have to do a thing. Well, except when you first download the app. You have to input all your info and your favorite pizza. Dennis Bologna, Chief Digital Officer at Domino's, is behind this idea.
We are thinking about doing all the things really well that a really good technology or e-commerce company is doing.
So Domino's lets you order lots of ways. At a Domino's here in Chicago, manager Lucio Silva says most of his orders are digital.
Some people that order on Twitter, on the website.
Or via smartwatch, smart TV, car entertainment system. Customer Valerie Diaz, who actually came into the store, says she definitely used the ZeroClick app.
It's easy, less work, being lazy.
And if you accidentally start the app, Dennis Maloney says, no problem.
You can cancel it at any time just by swiping the app away.
You'll have 10 seconds to do that. Otherwise, yes, you ordered a pizza. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And there's news of a shift of liability in France, which has just made soliciting sex legal but makes paying for it illegal. The new laws are aimed at stopping brothels and pimps and stemming the tide of human trafficking from Romania, Nigeria, and China. This involves tens of thousands of people. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.